he rode his horse up the cutter grounds. The merchant picked a rose for a booth. Suddenly there was a loud roar and the most ugly beast the merchant had ever seen. It prayed before him. The merchant was terrified. "So this is how you repay me for saving your life," sneered the beast. "The rose is for my youngest daughter. Please, the merchant, bring one of your daughters here to live with me," sneered the beast, "or you shall die within 3 months." When he arrived home, the merchant wept as he told his daughters all that had happened. "Do not worry, father," said Beauty. "I will go and live with the beast. Her two older sisters will glad to her." "Beauty's word, it is all your fault," they said. "It was you who asked for a rose." The merchant was very troubled as he rode with Beauty to the castle. As they drew near, the beast appeared with a different robe. Then sight of the ugly beast, Harry Beauty, that she said goodbye to her father and breathed as she could. Beauty was tired after the long ride. She was glad to lie down and sleep. And while she slept, she dreamed that her goodness would be restored. The next morning, Beauty was surprised to find a room with her name on the door. Inside, he found many books and music instruments. "The beast is very cute. He can't manage to hurt me," she said that evening as she ate her meal. "That was a low roaring sound, and the beast appeared. Do you think that I'm ugly?" he asked. "Yes, I do," replied Beauty, troubling. "I cannot care a lie, but you are very kind to me." "I will leave you to have her meal," said the beast, "but I must ask you one more thing. Will you marry me, Beauty?" "I could never marry me," said Beauty. Every evening, the beast came to watch Beauty eat her meal, and she always asked her the same question, "Beauty, will you marry me?" Beauty was no longer afraid of him, and she enjoyed listening to him talk, but she could not say yes to his question. One day, news came that Beauty's father was ill. "Please, Beast," she began, "let me go back to my home to see my father. If you do not return, I shall die," said the Beast. "I promise," said Beauty, "I will return in 1 week." "Well, think week," said the Beast. "When you are ready to come back, take it off, and you will find yourself at the castle." When Beauty reached home, her father was overjoyed to see her, but her sisters were very jealous of her fine clothes.